An upstate New York man who served in Vietnam has been elected the new commander-in-chief of the Veterans of Foreign Wars of the United States. William Schmitz of Corning was elected at the recent VFW convention in Orlando, Florida, after serving in the organization at the local, state, and national levels. Schmitz says one of his goals is to increase membership, which he says often happens as a vet reaches middle age.
In the 40s, all of a sudden, Johnny and Susie go off to college. You got a little bit more free time. Your job's stabilized. You usually have a house by then. And you're kind of looking around going, wait a minute here. Kind of like to hang out with other veterans like you were when you were in the military. And now you've got time. And they're starting to come forward in their 40s right now.
Does the VFW work with the VA?
Yes. Our organization is the first to spank them when they're being bad boys and girls. And we're the first to pat them on the back when they're doing something right. We are for the VA. The VA is a wonderful thing. Do they have concerns and stuff they can improve on, just like the local community hospitals do? They just take care of civilian people, non-military people. They have issues and, you know, not enough doctors because sometimes, et cetera, staffing and stuff like that could be an issue.
You'll be traveling the country. What are some of your goals as you meet with veterans across the country?
Well, basically, I'll give you one example. Last year, our sitting commander-in-chief was over in Germany, I think it was, and found out that our troops were having to buy their own bottled water. And he asked about it, and they said, oh, yeah, that the water's great. Here's the testing results. Well, he got back to the Pentagon and was talking to some of the brass there, and brought that up. And so there was a phone call made, and it turns out that it was clean water at the pumping site, but since it went through the old World War II pipes, there was a problem with the water. So needless to say, the Army was providing bottled water for the troops instead of them having to buy it. And because, you know, in the military, it's one of those things where your active duty, you're a little bit limited on how you can complain about stuff and bring stuff up. Where in our position, then they've done that, and we're not in the military anymore, so we're an advocate for the military.
How has it changed, the VFW, since women became an increasing part of the military?
I would say made it better. Some of the way back when in the World War Tours, and the wonders, you know, women couldn't join. But as I had conversations with them at the time, I said, I got a question for you guys that were wounded in World War I and World War II. I said, the Army and Navy nurses and Air Force nurses and stuff took care of you folks in the hospital, you know, when you were all best messed up. I said, how does that end? You have no respect for these people? And they kind of went, and now it's like the military is. They serve with us. And why in the hell wouldn't they serve with us in the civilian world? Is they are veterans who are eligible for the VFW or any other service organizations, jump in there.
William Schmitz of Corning, New York, is the newly elected commander-in-chief of the Veterans of Foreign Wars of the United States.